Texans tonight or not, too.
Statistical analysis I just gave you, and you totally dismissed it with, we'll see. Well, we'll see if they don't have any singular wins or losses on the season.
Time will tell. We're going to learn.
There it is. All right, that's Dave Kane. We'll hear a little bit more from him. Before we do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
To the Rockets from Houston after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Tonight in the Lone Star State as we come to you from Houston, Texas, where tonight the Bucks will attempt to make it a rare clean sweep of a Texas team in this Texas two-step. Just 2 days after pulling out the second of a back-to-back in San Antonio, tonight the Bucks will be on the other end of that coin, taking on a Houston Rockets team that plays the second half of a back-to-back of their own tonight here at Toyota Center. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Kane welcoming you once again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. And tonight, it's a picture of contrast as the NBA's number two scoring offense collides with the league's number two scoring defense. And, well, something, as they say, has got to give. More on this matchup in a moment, but first a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey for nearly 150 years. Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip. Stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, these two teams last met on December the 17th. The Bucks pulling out a 9-point win in that game against the Rockets, leading from the end of the first quarter on after nearly 9 early lead changes in that game. It was the Bucks out rebounding the Rockets in that one, 46-31, and they had a 16-6 advantage on the offensive boards. Similar numbers tonight would go a long way for a Bucks team that has not exactly dominated on the boards or in the way of second-chance points, even though they did a better job of it against San Antonio. We'll get more into this matchup in a moment. Also tell you your starting lineups with your opening tip on the other side of this timeout here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for 4 pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk 6 wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off, 2 pieces for $10 or 3 for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers.
Yellen sends one to right center and deep. Get up!
The Packers.
Love throw, right side back center. Leaping grand roving.
He gets the snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Back here again at Toyota Center in downtown Houston, where the Rockets and the Bucks getting set to collide for what will be the 137th all-time meeting between these two teams, where the Bucks have won 5 straight and 7 of the last 8 at home. However, on the road, been a little bit of a different story. The Rockets have won 3 of the last 6. And prior to that, it won 16 of 18 against Milwaukee, who is just 14-39 all-time in this city. So let's take a look at our lineups here tonight. They're brought to you, as always, by BMO. BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we'll start it off with the Rockets. They come into this contest with a record of 17-16 coming off of what was a 122-95 loss. They were taken apart by Minnesota in that contest, just bullied, and it was much to the chagrin of Ime Udoka, their head coach, who was hired on April 25th last spring after sitting out last year following that controversial exit from Boston, where he had guided the Celtics to the NBA Finals in his lone year as the head coach there. But done a nice job rebuilding this team, a Rockets team that a season ago was really, really struggling. They have improved in a major way so far already this season. Mentioned it, 17 wins already this year. That is just 5 shy of last year's total win tally. They didn't get their 17th win till game 69 last year on the way to that 22-60 record. Starting lineup for the Rockets, though, tonight starts with the point guard. It's Fred VanVleet, 6'1", 197 pounds, one of the many new faces on this Rockets team after spending his previous 7 seasons in Toronto. First year now in Houston. All-star a couple years back, signed a 3-year, $128 million deal to come to the Rockets as an unrestricted free agent. He's averaging 17.5 points a game, but 8.6 assists per game. That's number 5 in the league. He'll share the backcourt with Jalen Green, 6'6", 178-pound, 3rd-year man out of Merced, California, in his 3rd season with the Rockets, averaging 17.4 points a contest this season. He is number 2 on the team with 71 three-pointers, behind only the 97 three-pointers from Fred VanVleet, who's 17th in the league. Jayshon Tate will be making what is his 5th start of the season in 31 games. 4th-year man out of Ohio State, averaging just a hair over 5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. He's more of a defensive force, though, particularly in the absence of Dylan Brooks, who sits this game again for a 6th straight game. Jabari Smith will be starting at the 4, 6'10", 220-pound, 2nd-year man, former number 3 draft pick of the Rockets a season ago. He is averaging 8.6 rebounds a game, 2nd on the team with his 13.3 points a contest to boot. Also shooting 38% from three-point range. Been shooting it well the last 12 games at 42% from distance. He'll be going next to Alperen Şengün. He has been a bright spot for this Rockets team here in his now 3rd year in the NBA out of Turkey, averaging a team-high 21.5 points a game, 9 rebounds a contest. He is very versatile with 5.2 assists per game, 2nd best on the team in that regard. Very similar to Giannis with his ability to do it in a lot of different levels for this team. And on the other side of the ledger, Adrian Griffin's team trying to make it 2 wins in a row here on this road trip. They are 25-10 coming into this game. And here is the starting 5 for Griff's group here tonight.
Dame Lillard, Oakland, California, a.k.a. Brookfield, California, the Weber State University. Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia, the Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Giannis Antetokounmpo from Athens, Greece.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
That's the 27th time that Coach Griff has turned to these 5 as starters this season, the 11th straight time. For the Rockets, it's the 5th time they have used their starting unit. They are 2-2 with that group, and they just haven't had a whole lot of problems in the way of injuries this year. A number They have suffered the fewest man games lost to injury of any team in the National Basketball Association this season on the injury front. But right now, missing not only mentioned Dylan Brooks, but also Tari Eason, a talented second-year pro who was averaging close to 10 points and 7 rebounds a game himself, and a good threat to come away with steals, a steal and a half per game this season for Houston. Well, that is the way the starting lineups will look here tonight. Let's tell you about what these groups physically look like. The Bucks in their Icon Edition uniforms tonight. They've got the green uniforms with Milwaukee spelled out in white across the front with the white letters in numbering. They have the Bucks icon and logo on the sides of the shorts, of the thighs on either side. For the Rockets, they've got their City Edition uniforms tonight. That's the white uniforms with the red numbers and lettering. It's H-Town spelled out across the front as this group will be playing on their City Edition court as well. They've got that dunking astronaut at center court right now. That is right where Brook Lopez and Alperen Şengün are standing. It'll be Brian Forte, our crew chief tonight, in his 17th season working with Ashley Moyer-Gleitch and Derek Collins in his 23rd season as an NBA official. Brian Forte makes his way to center court. He's going to put the ball in the air. Brook Lopez will win it back on his way down. Şengün didn't even go up for it. I think they may have to do this again. I think Brooke was even surprised by the fact that Şengün wasn't going for it. And when he came down, he tapped it back. We'll see if Şengün attempts to go for this second attempt at a jump ball. So, ball is up, and he goes up for this one. And again, Lopez gets it when he came down, but he taps it back to the Bucks. And we'll start with it going left to right. And with that tip-off win, you can score another $500 for Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento, official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. It's a lob pass into Giannis, but he lost the ball. It's on the deck. There's a scramble for it. Coming away with the ball was Jayshon Tate. Feeds it off now, going the other direction. Şengün right at Lopez. Couldn't get it to go. And then a missed dunk by Jayshon Tate. Now there's three players piled up between Lopez, Tate, and Şengün. That opens the door for Giannis on the other side, who will punch it down on the two-hand jam. And, man, already a fender bender on one end of the floor with three cars piling up. It opens the door for the Bucks to get the first points of the night. 2-0 our score. We played 45 seconds. Rockets right to left as we watch on here from Toyota Center. Top of the circle. It's Jabari Smith pulling up now at the left side before he hands it off to Şengün. 1-foot step back jumper from the free throw line. Misses short. And there's Giannis for the rebound. He'll go the other direction now for Milwaukee. He's got it. Right free throw line extended. Backing his way in. Right of the lane now. Spins to his right. Pivots around his man and corkscrews inside the paint with a right-hand finger roll. And Giannis has all 4 points so far to start this one. It's a 4-0 lead. Rockets the other way. Fred VanVleet comes to a jump stop. Sends out top to Şengün. He'll hand the ball to Tate. Back out top. It comes to Smith. They work it to VanVleet on the near side. He's defended by Lillard there, working around a screen from Jabari Smith. Now sends a bounce pass left of the lane to Şengün. Şengün spinning each direction. Now he fades and fires. Late shot clock. That one Witt misses again. So Alperen Şengün has missed his first 4 shots to begin this game. Still no points on the board for the Rockets. Dame Lillard on the other side as the top of the circle. Steps back, now hands to Giannis. Gets it right back in his mitts with 9 to shoot. He's at the top of the arc, defended by Smith. Jab step in, spins each direction. Now splits a couple defenders. What a move, but he missed the layup. Thought he got fouled. Didn't get the points. Here comes VanVleet quickly the other way. He bumps off of Beasley and then passed inside, and Şengün missed another bunny inside, but he was fouled this time. And this has been a rough start to the game for the third-year man out of Turkey, Alperen Şengün, who was fouled on the play by Chris Middleton. 30 points in 3 of his last games for Şengün after doing it all of 3 times last year in, I should say, 3 times in the first 173 games of his career over the last couple of years. Knocks down the first free throw. So he's been playing better this season, one of the more improved players. His name's even showing up on some of the All-Star voting that's going on with fans. He knocks down the first free throw, trying to get his team back to within 2. He will do just that. The 73% free throw shooter has made it a 4-2 contest. Bucks go the other direction. Lillard's into the front court, passes it left side over to Giannis. Giannis playing against some pesky defense from Jabari Smith, who actually did a nice job against Giannis last time these teams played. Middleton spins into the paint. He'll send out. Lopez lets it fly from 3. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Tate. Jayshon Tate going the other direction now for Houston. Will hand the ball to Van Vliet. Van Vliet flicks the pass to Şengün down the lane. Şengün floats it up and in. And oh, that one spins out. Lopez then had the rebound, but pesky defense from Jayshon Tate pried it free for a moment. Alperen Şengün still has not gotten a shot to go down. Been a little bit, we'll say, up and down both ways. Here's Giannis gliding down the paint, works it to Beasley. Beasley rotates it around. Lillard now passes to Middleton. Middleton's three. Karam's back iron strong. And Houston goes the other way, still trailing 4-2. Bucks have gone just 2 of 5. The Rockets yet to get a field goal. We got a whistle and a foul before the shot from Van Vliet. Malik Beasley is going to be the guilty party this time. So that's team foul number 2 for the Bucks. And it'll be side out Houston on the near side. Fred Van Vliet to send it in. Lofts it to the top of the arc. Şengün has it there. On the handoff to Van Vliet. He pulls up. Launches from 3. Missed it short. Well, the Rockets are 0 of 6 to begin this one. Milwaukee goes the other way. That's the first miss by anyone other than Şengün, however. Here's Middleton. Middleton into the paint. Passes right of the lane to Giannis with 8:40 to go in the first quarter. Low scoring start to this one. Giannis lobs up top to Lopez. Lopez was coming down when he got fouled by Şengün, they will say. So that was twin tower to twin tower as Giannis was trying to set up Lopez a little bit too tall for Brook on that pass to get him to be able to dunk it. And again, Şengün got in his way enough to make it a challenging play. Now there is a quick, it was a quick conference between Ashley Moyer-Gleitch and Brian Forte, and now they'll put it side out on the far sideline. Middleton will have it. Sends to Giannis. Giannis, top of the arc, right back to Chris. Middleton to the top of the circle. We'll give it now to Lillard. Lillard flicks the pass left of the lane to Giannis. Giannis trying to pull his way in. Pulls up, fading and firing and connecting from 14 feet away. Tough shot for the Greek freak who has all 6 of the Bucks' points. Rockets the other direction. They've got it on the right wing. Have yet to hit their first field goal of this game. A bounce pass to Şengün, and Şengün nestles one through. It's the first time they've gotten one to go in the paint. They had missed their first 4 in the paint before that shot, and it's now a 6-4 game. Dame Lillard draws the contact, puts up the shot, missed front iron. Let's see if they give him continuation. Every time Dame shoots it, I'm just ready to see the ball go out of bounds on the side. And Lillard is now lining up for a shot, but now, with that said, Derek Collins is standing at the sideline. Yeah, they are going to give him free throws. I just assume it's out of bounds every time Dame takes it. He just has not been able to get continuation this year, but he does here, and he will have 2 free throws in front of him, looking for his first points of the night. 6-4 lead for the Bucks. Not a lot of offense early in this one, and you might see plenty of that tonight. A defensive-minded Houston team, although it's a very offensive-minded Bucks team, and that's one of those cases. What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? We're going to find out. First free throw is good for Lillard. Bucks come in with a number 3 rated offense against the number 3 rated defense in Houston. Second free throw rims in and out, so a rare miss for Dame. 93% free throw shooter coming into this one here tonight. Houston has it going the other way. On the right wing, pass now sent to the near wing left. That's Van Vliet. He pulls up, try to shake the defense, and puts an air ball into the air. That was not even close. Milwaukee goes the other direction with it. Van Vliet shooting the ball at a clip of 40% from 3 this season. Middleton on the right wing, crossing over, passes to Lillard. Long 3 on the way, way too strong. Shooting has left a bit to be desired between these two teams so far to start this one. Jabari Smith pulls up, right elbow jumper, no good, but he got fouled, they'll say. So he goes to the line, and Giannis is going to get charged with his first. So the Bucks, 7 points. They are so far just 3 of 7 from the floor. Anyone not wearing number 34 for Milwaukee is still yet to get a field goal on the board. Giannis 3 for 3. The rest of the team 0 for 4 and 1 for 2 at the line. So here's Jabari Smith. Despite the Rockets going 1 of 8 to start their night, they have a chance to climb back to within 1 with a pair of free throws on the way here for Smith. But he can't hit on the first of 2. They must be playing with smaller cylinders here in Houston tonight. It has not been an easy task to get that ball to go through for either side so far in this one. So the second-year man, Jabari Smith, out of Auburn on his second of two free throws is pure. He's shooting 83%. He doesn't miss much either. So he goes one for two, and Milwaukee now has it going the other direction. Into the front court. It's Damian Lillard. Lillard passes it to Giannis. Giannis being defended by Van Vliet. He's got the mismatch, but the double team arrives. So he passes to Middleton, driving baseline, trying to feed it through and thread it through a crowd, but it was knocked away and intercepted. Houston comes away with it. Jalen Green hands to Şengün, who got fouled going up. But those turnovers are particularly deadly and costly against a Rockets team that has not been scoring particularly easily of late. It opens the door for them to run and get scoring chances just like that. Despite the fact that they've missed seven of their first eight shots, the Rockets can tie this game with about 5 minutes gone. Hasn't been an overly aesthetically pleasing game, as we would say, no Picasso so far. First of two free throws is good for Şengün. Alperen Şengün has two more three-pointers this season in just 33 games than he had in 75 last year. He's been shooting the ball much better, although still at just about 30%, but most of his damage comes inside. He knocks down the second free throw. Milwaukee goes the other direction. Lillard's got it on the left wing. He's under the watchful eye of Jalen Green, who stretches his arms out. Now passes over to Giannis. Giannis working on Jabari Smith. Takes it into the paint. Sends out top. Middleton squeezes off a three. That misses strong. Two teams have combined to miss all six of their three-pointers so far. Now the Bucks 0 for 4. Jalen Green on the other side goes into the air, and that was a foul that Malik Beasley has got to avoid. He just came from behind, and it's going to send Green to the line for three shots. So with that, we sit 6:31 to play here. Timeout used as Milwaukee will call a timeout, and that will take us to our first break of the night. We need one. Seven up, 7 points apiece. See if these two teams can dial up the offense. We'll have two free throws for the Rockets, their first chance to take a lead after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Start the new year off right and wrap up your bathroom project with help from Menards. Check out our great selection of Lions tubs and showers that will match your style and budget while refreshing your bathroom. Get a Lions Elite Tub and Shower Surround for just $499.99. Big buys, big savings. Check out this and other great deals going on now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Fans, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, French for everyone, and go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. All right, as we move along in this one, it is the Rockets with a chance to get their first lead of this game. As we've got three free throws on the way for Jalen Green, who's an 80% free throw shooter. And not only was it a foul on Beasley and one he'd like to have back, but it was his second foul. So he's run into a bit of foul trouble here the last couple games. And first free throw for Green is good. And the Rockets have their first lead now tonight with still 6:31 to go in the first quarter. Houston playing on the second of a back-to-back tonight after getting more or less dismantled by the Timberwolves in this building last night, 122-97. Second free throw was good, and here comes the third for the third-year pro. Jalen Green, who did not go the college route. He was the first to sign with the G League Ignite, that team dedicated to development for the top prospects in the NBA draft, and knocks down all three free throws. Now the Bucks have it on the other end. Lopez, it's going to be Brook Lopez handing it off to Lillard. Lillard on the right wing, pulls up just inside the arc and misses strong. Boy, the shots just are not falling tonight for the Bucks. Giannis is still the only one who's made a field goal for Milwaukee. He's 3 of 3. The rest of the team is 0 of 5. Been a tough start. Houston started particularly slow, but without Giannis, the Bucks would be even worse off. Here's a drive inside and another layup. Green gets his fifth unanswered point on the board. A little shake and bake down low, and right now the Bucks are playing like the team on the second of a back-to-back, down by a score of now 12-7. Here's Lillard into the paint, kicks it out. Beasley unloads, three ball, pure. Bucks needed that one to go down. Finally, a field goal from someone other than Giannis, who sits on the bench as we speak. So Beasley with our first Michelob Ultra 3 tonight, presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Two-man game, they get it to Alperen Şengün, and speaking of cold, Şengün misses inside again. Lopez was in the area, but I got to think Şengün makes that shot more often than not, but couldn't get it to go there, and it's still just a two-point lead for the Rockets. Beasley penetrates, kicks out, left wing three on the way for Lopez, and another miss for the Bucks, who have now combined to go 1 of 6 from three. Şengün the other way, takes the feed for Houston, sends it back out to Van Vliet on the right wing, crossing over on Portis. Dribbles with a left hand around the screen from Şengün. Pulls up 18-footer. Missed short. It has been a brick fest here tonight between the Bucks and the Rockets. This may be the exact opposite of the game we saw in San Antonio two nights ago. Middleton sends to the corner. Beasley now moving laterally with defenders in tow. Lofts it right of the lane to Middleton. He has the ball slapped away by Van Vliet. It'll stay with the Bucks with 7 to shoot. Three new players coming in for the Rockets. Two new ones coming in for the Bucks. It's Connaughton along with Beauchamp for Milwaukee, replacing Beasley and Middleton. Three new players in for the Rockets include a familiar name, Holiday. No, not that Holiday. We'll be seeing him soon enough. Aaron Holiday is in for San Antonio. Here comes the inbound pass to Beauchamp. He feeds the corner, and Bobby Portis sticks the jumper from deep in the corner on that left side. Another Michelob Ultra 3 gives the Bucks the one-point lead again. 13-12, Van Vliet on the other side. Comes to a jump stop, sends it right wing. Jeff Green now attacks. He passed it in the middle. Fortunate that it got through to Şengün. He sends it underneath to Amen Thompson. Back to Green, and Green pulls up on the left elbow and sticks the jumper. That was a fortuitous possession for the Rockets, who seemed destined for problems on that one, but they still get the deuce. Now it's Lillard going into the paint, sends out. Beauchamp took his eye off the ball and fumbled it out of bounds in front of the Rockets bench. Turnover gives it back over to Houston, going right to left the other way now. Fred Van Vliet ushers it into the front court. He's bobbing to the outside. A hard hedge out from Bobby Portis before he takes it to the right. Now hands it off to Şengün, and Şengün misses another layup. Alperen Şengün is now 1 for 7, and above those six misses, they've all been in the paint. Bobby Portis the other way draws the contact and the foul as he was fouled going up. That was Amen Thompson, the rookie out of San Leandro, California. At 20 years old, he was picked up with a number 4 overall draft choice right ahead of his brother, his twin brother, who went to Detroit one pick later. So Bobby Portis now to the free throw line for the first of two shots. Bobby studies the rim. His first free throw rims around and goes in. Portis has posted single-digit scoring in a season-high 4 consecutive games coming into this one. Just 5 points, then 8 points, and 9 points to start January. That was after a scalding 10-game stretch where he averaged close to 17 points a game. And was shooting 49% from beyond the arc in that time. Second free throw, rims around and misses. So here comes Houston the other direction in a 14-14 tie. We've got 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Fred VanVleet on the near wing left. Gets it to Alperen Şengün again. He's defended by Giannis back into the game. Backing his way in, Giannis poking and prodding at the ball. Şengün still trying to back him in. Giannis playing him tightly, and he puts up a jump hook and finally gets one to drop. The Rockets were just 2 of 8 in the paint prior to that make right there from Şengün, and now Houston's got a two-point lead again. 16-14, Rockets with the lead, the Bucks with the basketball. Damian Lillard pushes the tough pass inside to Giannis, who plunges it through with a right hand. He was in traffic, and I don't know how Dame got that ball through. It was a dangerous pass, but it gets to its intended destination, and it's tied again at 16. 2:45 to play now in the first. Thompson passes inside, jumping the passing lane was Lillard. He taps it over to Beauchamp, and Beauchamp's going the other way now for Milwaukee. Marjan's got it top of the arc, feeds to the birthday boy, Pat Connaughton. He fires up a three, but misses well short. Connaughton turning 31 years old today. Here's a three-pointer in transition on the other end of things, and Holiday misses it strong. Rebounded by Beauchamp again. Both these teams shooting extremely cold, but the Bucks a little bit better than Houston, but it's not showed on the scoreboard. Here's an easy drive for Lillard, and Lillard's going to lay this one in as he gets Milwaukee out in front by two. Timeout used by Houston. The Rockets just 4 of 15 from the floor, but 8 of 9 from the free throw line. That's been their only salvation tonight. Coming back in a moment. More after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Monday, January 8th at 7 p.m. on 103.1, it's Phillips hosting Ladysmith for girls basketball. Then Tuesday, January 9th, also at 7 on 103.1, it's Phillips hosting Rib Lake for boys basketball. Again, that is Monday, January 8th and Tuesday, January 9th at 7 p.m. on 103.1 or the Civic Media mobile app for high school basketball.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your Y. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98Q Country.
Impact.
Two-point contest, low-scoring start to this one. 18-16, Bucks with a lead with 2:13 to go still here in this first quarter. Tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks and Pfizer Forum. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, Rockets basketball, they go right to left. Glad to have you with us. Dave came with the ears tonight from Toyota Center as it's a drive inside and some, we'll just say, less than stellar defense from the Bucks as it was a wide open lane for Amen Thompson to send it down with a two-hand dunk, and it's a tie game again. Other direction with the basketball. Damian Lillard hands to Giannis. They're joined by Beauchamp, Portis, and Connaughton. Lillard holds the ball high over his head, sends it to Portis. Portis has it top of the circle. He's going to put it on the floor. A little dribble handoff to Beauchamp. Step back three on the way. Straight on. Back iron strong. And Milwaukee continues to struggle from distance. 2 of 9 now from long range. Rocket ball the other direction. Thompson going downhill again. Passes it to the corner. Quick ball movement here. Sets up a drive inside in a and-one opportunity as it was laid up and in by the rookie, Cam Whitmore. Whitmore showing off that 40-and-a-half-inch vertical leap that he showed off at the 2023 draft combine. He was picked with the number 20 pick for the Rockets and is seeing increased playing time here of late. Last 5 games, he's been playing better. He's put 10 points up in 4 of the last 5, and his coach Ime Udoka was not ready to promise that he would get more playing time once Tari Eason returns, or Dylan Brooks for that matter, but said he's been improving, and he puts his team ahead by 3 as he knocks down the free throw. Giannis the other way, top of the circle, crossing over. He's going to attack inside, sends it to the catch and shoot now on the way for Lillard. Lillard caroms off the back iron strong. Dame 0 of 2 to start his game. His 3-point shot has really abandoned him now. 4 of his last 25 over the last 4 games now. Ball was knocked away on the other side of things by Connaughton as he pried it free out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rockets, but Houston right now leading 21-18. Giannis 4 of 4. The rest of the team 3 for 12. Here's a 3-pointer from the near side. Holiday sticks it from the near side. So Houston has opened up a 6-point lead. They've scored the last 8 unanswered. Portis with a head fake. Steps inside of his man. Unloads and misses wide left. Rebounded underneath. That's going to be taken the other direction by Jabari Smith. Smith in transition. Fires up a 3 and cans it. Call it an 11-0 run now for the Rockets. And all of a sudden, late in this quarter, they have opened it up. 27-18. 9-point lead now. Bucks need to turn on the power switch. Giannis instead going to turn it over. Dribbling, knocks away. Cam Whitmore goes the other way. He had the ball poked free, but taken back by Amen Thompson, who took it away from Lillard, who had just come away with what he thought was the turnover. 5 points separating game clock from shot clock, and Milwaukee a little bit of sleepwalking here in this first quarter. Down 27-18 on the right wing. It is handled by Whitmore, crossing over, working on Lillard. Just went by him, a little swinging door defense there from Dame, and he lays it off the window. So the Bucks now down by 11 points as they go the other way. A second to go. Here's a pass to Portis. He's not even going to get off the shot. Well, they say out with a whimper to end the first quarter. Boy, oh boy, Milwaukee. Tell you what, the Bucks at one point rumped by 2. Next thing you know, they go into the second quarter down by 11. 13-0 the run for the Rockets to close out the first. Milwaukee will try to regroup when we come back after this.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on summer sausage.
20-ounce Johnsonville summer sausage is $5.99. Or 2-pound Clement summer sausage is $7.99.
I, Carumba, save big time money on summer sausage.
Johnsonville $5.99, Clement $7.99.
Enjoy these quality products and save money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned.
Dear basketball fans, Toyota's starting five are bringing impressive stats. Meet the RAV4, a versatile playmaker that scores from anywhere. Camry and Corolla come with MVP-level MPG. And the big-bodied Grand Highlander can pass the rock to the slam-dunk Tacoma. Plus, with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, they can all drive the lane. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
13-0 run for the Rockets has opened up what is now an 11-point lead for Houston. As Giannis goes 4-for-4 in that first quarter, but the rest of the team 3-of-14. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points for delivery and more. Go to pickandsave.com. Here's a drive inside. Ball was knocked around, and ultimately they're going to get a foul. A foul? Or are they going to say it's off of the Bucks? Now we're going to, I think, have an overrule here. It's going to be Milwaukee basketball. Yeah, so initially, Derek Collins had said Rockets ball, but then Ashley Moyer-Gleitch came over to overturn it. Pick and save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. So Milwaukee starts the second quarter with a combination of Campaign, Marjon, Beauchamp, Giannis, Portis, and Connaughton. Rockets counter with also four bench players out there, with Smith is the only starter, but outside of him, it's Holiday, Thompson, Green, and Whitmore. A couple of rookies for the Rockets, and Beauchamp nearly turned it over. Bounced off his foot, but it rolls over to Payne. He'll get to Connaughton, a second to get the shot off. Will he get it off? It's off, and it is a beauty as he beats the buzzer with a three-pointer from the near wing right. Tough shot from Connaughton. Man, he had not a second to spare. Pass deflected on the other side, and then trying to recover it, Whitmore sends it back to Portis. Portis will get to Giannis in the open floor. Yarrow stepped down the lane, and he got fouled going up. So Giannis to the free throw line for two shots. Bobby Portis got it to the most dangerous transition player this side of LeBron James, and you can argue that one as much as you like. Giannis comes into this one number one in the league in fast break points per game, and he had an opportunity once again with his running mate Bobby Portis there, who sets him up running downhill. Giannis, 8 of the Bucks 21 points so far. He is 4 of 4 from the floor, and the rest of the team 4 of 16. Free throw on the way on the first of a pair for Giannis here. It is up and it is good. He just put up his NBA best fifth 40-point game on 60% shooting. Last time out in the win against the Spurs when he had 44 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. It was also his third 40-10 game, 40-10-5 game, that is, of the season. Second free throw is good. So the first two free throws of the night for Giannis looked very good. And the Bucks back to within 6. Houston the other way. On the top of the circle, the bounce pass goes to the right wing. Pull up three on the way. Smith missed it off the back iron. Rebounded by Beauchamp. Marjon feeds it ahead to Giannis. Giannis backing his way in on Smith. Little bully ball. Pushes him off and then floats it up and in with a right-hand jump hook. Giannis with 4 unanswered points now for the Bucks. He's got 12, and Milwaukee's back to within 4. Trailed by 11 coming into the quarter, and now have pulled back to within 4 just like that. Here's a runner from Aaron Holiday as he floats it up and in from about 8 feet left of the lane. And Houston back ahead by 6 with that shot. Here's Campaign the other direction, calling the play in from the backcourt. He's being defended by Holiday off to Giannis, top of the circle. Giannis puts it on the floor, lowers his head. He got fouled as it was... That was Thompson trying to pry it free for the Rockets. He got called for the foul. For Houston, it's the second team foul, and the Bucks will have the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Payne to send it in over his head, lofts it to Giannis. Giannis, top of the arc. Still has his dribble, but passes it to Payne. Payne's got it top of the arc now, feeds it over cross court, left wing over to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, a jab step in, sends it to Giannis with 3 to shoot. Giannis drives. He had the ball knocked away out of bounds, and with 1.9 seconds to shoot, the Bucks will have to work very expeditiously here. 10:01 to play, first half. Milwaukee down by 6 with the ball. Inbound pass to Giannis. He pulls up, and for the first time tonight, he misses. Bobby Portis, though, fighting for the rebound. Almost got it back for the Bucks, but he has it go off of him, and Cam Whitmore was also battling for that loose ball, but they'll say off of Portis, and it's Houston basketball right to left here in this second quarter. At the top of the circle, it's Holiday sending it out top to Smith. Smith defended by Portis. Pulls up and misses short from 17. It's a tough shot to try there. Not a very high percentage shot for a two-pointer. It's the analytics people would not appreciate it. Giannis puts up the bank shot and misses it, but he got fouled just inside the left elbow. So he's going back to the free throw line. Giannis has been the primary source of production. Go figure, yet again here tonight. He scores 24% of the Bucks' points this season. That's the third highest percentage for a single player on his team in the National Basketball Association this year. And that is not all he does. Obviously, the ever so dangerous threat on both the boards, as a distributor, as a defender. You could make the case the most complete player in the National Basketball Association attempts the first of two free throws here, and he is pure. Giannis has been shooting the ball better from the arc. He comes into this game tonight at 68% from the line and been shooting better than 70% since the beginning of December. He was down as low as 63% at one point this season, but he's got it up now, getting closer and closer to that 70% threshold he'd love to be over again. His second free throw is on the way, and this one misses short. Rebounded underneath by Jabari Smith. Rockets ball leading by five with 9:30 to go here. We are in the first half, second quarter action. Bucks on an 8-2 run to begin the quarter. On the right wing, Thompson sends inside. Green caught it and laid it in with a foul. That's Jeff Green that caught that pass. You've got Jeff Green, you've got Jalen Green, and Jeff is the elder statesman in his 16th season out of Georgetown. Jalen, the 21-year-old in his third season. 37-year-old Jeff Green in his 12th team in 15 years and second stint with the Rockets will step to the line with a chance to cap the three-point play. Green bounces that ball a few times, spins it in his hands. 82% shooter at the line this season, sticks the free throw. Rockets have gone 10 of 11 from the line, the Bucks 5 of 8. That's been another area of advantage for Houston so far. Payne's got it on the other side, will pass it left wing. It's a catch-and-shoot three-point try from Bobby Portis, who left it short. Milwaukee 3 of 12 now from three-point range. Rockets, the best team in terms of opponent three-point field goal percentage this season. Here's a pull-up shot that misses from Whitmore just inside the free throw line. Missed it short. Bucks have the ball going the other way now. Campaign into the front court. Jab step in. Holds it over his head. Bounce pass now to Portis. He's on the low block. Defended by two players. Flips up a jump hook. Missed it too strong. And Portis tonight now 1 for 4 to begin his evening. Rockets the other way. Into the front court. It's on the right wing. It's going to be a drive from Thompson. Sends out near wing. Now back out top to Whitmore. Whitmore uncorks a three and buries it from straight on. So Bucks have gone on an 8-2 run, but the Rockets have since answered with a 6-0 run. With 8:27 to play here in quarter number two, it's back to a 9-point, make it an 11-point lead for the Rockets once again. One step forward, two steps back. So far, that's been the story at Toyota Center. Back with more after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
What's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Pick and Save always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Pick and Save app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All the action all season long on Bally Sports. Bally Sports, the comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. You can get it all on Bally Sports. Stream online on the Bally Sports app. We're also brought to you by Jockey, just like the Bucks. Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. Bucks with a ball after the timeout, down by 11 for the second time tonight. Chris Middleton turns around and knocks down a 13-foot fading jumper from the right elbow. Good-looking shot there for Cash Money to get the Bucks back to single digits, trailing 37-28. Milwaukee shooting the ball at a clip of 42%, similar numbers to the Rockets, but the Rockets getting to the line more. Here's a floater inside. That goes off the back iron. No good. Jeff Green couldn't get that one to drop, and the Bucks have it going the other way. It's Middleton again on the left wing. He's being defended on the outside by Holiday. Sends out top. Lopez unloads. Three-pointer this time is perfect. Brook Lopez on his third shot, proving third time's a charm. Gets his first one to go down. A Michelob Ultra three gets Milwaukee back to within six now. 5-0 run out of the timeout. Jeff Green, a head fake, drives on Lopez. Flips the shot up, no good. But Brook's going to get called for the foul. And for Lopez, that'll be number two. Bucks have now committed their third team foul here. Check that. That's just the second of the quarter for the Bucks. Three on the Rockets with 7:25 to play still here in this opening half. Jeff Green back to the free throw line. Now, Green has played some of his better basketball against the Bucks. He had a season-high 16 points against Milwaukee the last time these two teams got together at Fiserv Forum back on December the 17th. As his first of two free throws misses this time. 82% free throw shooter. Green was 7 of 8 from the line in that game. And tonight, he's about to attempt his third free throw. He's got 5 points, 2 assists, and 1 rebound already in his 9 minutes of action tonight. Second free throw from the veteran. Green misses it front iron. Oh, but I think we had a lane violation. Oh, that hurts. That's almost like giving him a freebie with an 82% shooter at the line. You're going to give him another chance, and you'll be hard-pressed to see him miss three in a row. Beauchamp just checked out of the game for Milwaukee. You're going to see Malik Beasley back into the game with his two fouls. And also new in for Houston now for Cam Whitmer. We'll see Jayshon Tate back into the mix. So the rookie, Cam Whitmer, out of Villanova, will take a seat on the bench. He was the MVP of the Summer League. Was Whitmore, as he so far in this one has already scored 8 points in 7 minutes. And that redo is, in fact, a good-looking shot from Jeff Green, who gets that lead back to seven. So Milwaukee gives Houston a freebie there. Here comes the Bucks. Middleton hoists up a long three, missed it strong. Rebound tipped around and saved from going out of bounds by Smith. He'll pass ahead now to VanVleet. Van Vliet on the right wing for Houston, working on the defense from Campaign. He's got it on the right side. A little switching action there coming on the double team. Bobby Portis a little too aggressive, they'll say. He gets called for the foul. So second foul on Portis, and for the Bucks, it'll go as team foul number three. Basketball will belong to the Rockets out of bounds. Both teams just one more foul to get with 7 minutes still to play here in the second quarter. VanVleet to inbound on the far sideline. He's defended by Beasley. Rockets 38, Bucks 31. Inbound pass goes to Jeff Green. Green on the handoff to VanVleet. He sends the pass near wing left. Three ball. Aaron Holiday strikes again. Holiday shooting a career high this season. 41% from three, and he's drained two of them tonight already. Two of three from distance, and it's a 10-point lead again for Houston. Portis on the other side. He's defended by Tate, trying to back his way in on him. Banging around, turns around, floats it up. Yes. 8-foot shot from Bobby Portis goes down, and the Bucks back to within 8. 41-33, 6:29 to go now here in the second quarter. Van Vliet comes to a stop, right free throw line extended, sends out long three. Jeff Green too strong, but a long rebound is tracked down by Tate. He has an opening, but looked like it was about to close. However, he got it to go over Bobby Portis, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Rockets by 10, 43-33. They're on the second of a back-to-back. You wouldn't know it watching this one so far. Back with more from Toyota Center here in the last 6:16 of quarter number two. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets the snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got him. Puckler out.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Well, been a tough start to this one with 6:16 to go here in the second quarter. It's a 43-33 lead for the Rockets as we take a moment to pause 10 seconds to allow for stations to identify themselves here on the BMO Box Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Bucks will have the basketball after the timeout. It's Damian Lillard sending a pass to Giannis. Giannis back to Dame on the right wing. Takes it out top of the left-hand dribble. Wearing that left arm sleeve. Gets it to Middleton. Middleton goes into the air. Hands off. Good pass to set up Lopez, who flips it up and in with a quick jump hook. That's just good vision from Chris Middleton, who has become such a tremendous facilitator of late more and more. Of course, he's done it his whole career, but coming off of the injury stretch here over the last year and a half. Played his first back-to-back in a year and a half. Here's a floater from Şengün on the other side. Gets it to go from 14 feet away. And once again, a 10-point lead for the Rockets, 45-35. Houston starting to get the offense going a little bit better here in the second quarter where they have stretched this thing out. It is Beasley driving down the right side of the lane. Head fake sends to Lopez. Step back three on the way, and that wouldn't go. Giannis swats at the rebound. It was saved from going out of bounds by Tate. Now it's Houston going the other way. Rockets have it into the front court. Top of the arc, Şengün unloads. Three-pointer misses short. So Milwaukee will go the other direction now. Still trying to get it back to single digits. Middleton was driving. He got a late whistle. He was wondering where that call was a moment before, but he gets the call, and he's going to send him to the free throw line. Chris, on the season, is shooting the ball from the stripe this season at a clip of 84% for his career. He's an 88% free throw shooter. As he'll get two shots in front of him here. what goes as the fourth team foul of the quarter for Houston. First free throw is good. Another free throw on the way to get it back to 8, 45-36. Bucks were out in front 18-16 before the Rockets closed the first quarter on a 13-0 scoring run. And now Houston's got it going the other direction as Middleton knocks down the second free throw. Here comes Şengün on the right wing. Mentioned it had been this quarter where the Rockets opened.